cause we can't love back. One way ticket in your pocket. What happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The show is probably starting right now.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody. And the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy. light, got it. I see the parties and the diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture, you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, dream crusher, bleeding me dry like a damn vampire. Every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late, they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gently to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take it from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Young was so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind and open up the doors.
WMFO, Medford. WMFO Medford. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm here today with Jim McDermott, and we have a listener already. Are you there, listener? We got a listener on the line. Can you hear me, listener? Oh, I don't think he can hear me just yet. One second. WMFO in Medford, you are on the air. Chris's Helpful Tips. Oh, call on back in. We are starting the show. Jim McDermott is here. How you doing, Jim?
Terrific. How are you?
Pretty good. We actually have a caller already here on Chris's Helpful Tips. So Jim McDermott is here with me. We've known each other for many, many years, and we will be giving you advice that you don't need for the next 2 hours here on WMFO in Medford. We are waiting for the phone caller to call back, and we will answer his or her phone call immediately. We will start as soon as he calls back. How you doing otherwise? Pretty good?
Hanging in there.
Could yeah.
Do with a little better weather.
All right, here we go. Let's give this a whirl. We are on the air. Let's try flashing on the air. WMFO in Medford. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Yes, this is Chris's Helpful Tips. You're here with Chris Earle and Jim McDermott. We are going to give you advice you don't need for the next 2 hours here in Medford, Massachusetts. I recognize the voice. Is this my friend from last week? Is this Jim from Hudson?
Yes, this is JC from Hudson, but you could call me Jim. And I want to thank you very much for the drive-through tip. But my next question is related to an ATM machine. You pull up to an ATM machine, there's somebody in there. Do you wait outside patiently, or do you go in there and hover and kind of creep around the person so they hurry up?
All right, that's a pretty good tip. Now, Jim, you can Jim in the studio, can you hear the caller okay?
Perfectly.
All right, so this is JC from Hudson. JC from Hudson called last week, and his tip, the tip last week was he was at the drive-thru, and he had some questions about the drive-thru and what to do at the drive-thru, and the tip was to politely ask to go inside if you were getting nervous at the drive-thru. This week, his question is, you are at an ATM machine, perhaps a bank ATM machine, and you have to use the credit card thing to get in or your bank card to get in, and somebody is inside. What do you do? Do you patiently wait? Is that the correct question that you're asking us today, JC?
Yes. What do you do? I mean, sometimes if you wait outside, somebody could cut in front of you, and then you're third in line.
It's a great question. JC, do you want to, you got any ideas on this one for a helpful tip for JC and Hudson on the ATM question?
Weather depending. Stay outside.
Stay outside. Okay.
But if it's bad weather, the etiquette would be to stay inside.
Etiquette is to stay inside
bad
with the weather.
Like okay. Today, for example, you're not going to stand outside in the rain. That's not cool.
Sure. I've always been a little anxious if somebody is inside there. Do you get a little anxious, JC?
I do, because I really don't like apps. The only app I like is spinach and artichoke dip, and nowadays everybody's using cash apps, and I don't understand them.
That's true. My favorite app is Nachos. And loaded baked potato was a nice one, too. Jim, favorite app of yours?
Boneless Buffalo Wings.
Boneless Buffalo Wings. That's a good app. But, yes, the bank itself, I'm always worried that somebody's going to hover over my shoulder and get my PIN number because the PIN number is only 4 digits. And usually with passwords, it's 12 different things now. It's like I'm trying to just log into my Google account, and I've got to remember, like, IOX asterisk 9002492 7 XYZ capital YTRW. But the bank, it's still like 4 digits. It's like they might get my 4 digits, and usually it's a birthday, right? Is your PIN number a birthday code, JC?
No,
that's
I'm
good.
I'm very smart with that. I don't do anything like that, and I would never give it out over the air anyway because I'm a nervous person.
That's great. My helpful tip is never to give out your personal 4-digit bank code on the air. I think Jim gave some good advice there, which is to wait outside if it is sunny, but to go inside if it is rainy. And if you have an umbrella, you know, if you need somebody to, like, speed it up a little bit, shake the umbrella out on them. You know, I'd be a fan about just shaking the umbrella. Tell them to hurry it up a little bit, you know? That's not bad. That's not bad advice. It's advice you don't need here today on Chris's Helpful Tips.
Well, what if somebody cuts you?
If somebody cuts you in line at the ATM, I don't know. That's like a throwdown right there for me. What do you think, Jim?
Depends if they're bigger than you or not.
That's true. It depends. Yeah. If it's a woman, I'd say definitely go for it. If it's a man and he's bigger than you, yeah, step away. Step away until he's finished. And if you aren't really sure what it is, just kind of sit there and like take photos and put them on Facebook or Instagram, things like that. That'll get them moving.
Embarrass them.
Embarrass them. I think the thing is to embarrass them, and that'll get them moving. Now, usually, do you take out like $100, $120, $300? Why is it divisible in 20s? Is it still divisible in 20s at the bank, JC?
Only 20s, and I don't like it because when you go to park somewhere, You know, you used to be able to give the guy a $20 bill and you could park your car there. Now you're going to take a picture of your license plate and then go to the app.
That's true. And as we said,
I don't like it.
Yeah, and if you want an app, you know, a loaded buffalo chicken or a loaded potato, some nachos with spinach and artichoke, that's a nice app. These bank apps, yeah, I don't like them either. Do you do online banking?
I do online banking because I have to, because everything's online nowadays.
I'm going to give you a tip from my father, Paul Earl. When he talked about online banking, he said it was the best thing he's ever done. And I said, what about your oldest son, Russell? And he said, online banking is the best thing I've ever done. He repeated himself. I'd say maybe go on to online banking. Maybe go on there and see if, you might not need cash all the time. And if you need cash, maybe go down to Encore, bet it all on red. Throw like $200-$300 on red. You could double your money.
This is all good advice. I want to thank you both for helping me out once again, and I'll probably call in next week. You got a great show.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for calling in, JC. Would you like to say anything else, Jim, before JC goes?
Glad to help you, JC.
JC, thanks so much for calling in, and
you
have a great week.
I love the song Help by the Beatles. Help, I need somebody's help.
Very, very good. Have a great one. That is our friend JC from Hudson, New Hampshire, I believe, here on Chris's Helpful Tips. We are here with you until 7 p.m. tonight. The 6 to 7 p.m. show is not coming in, so Chris's Helpful Ticks, my Chris's Helpful Ticks, that could be a tick right there, right? If I make like noises or you see me like blinking a million times, that's a tick, right?
Yeah.
Or a tick could be something you get in your backyard in the bushes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
do you get it? Into you.
What would you do? All right, here's a helpful tip for you. I'm going to throw this one to you, Jim.
Okay.
You're out in the bushes, and you get some ticks on your legs. You go inside, you realize a tick's been there for like 10 minutes, and it's starting to go. It's starting to get on your skin, and it's got you a little bit. What do you do? How do you get it off?
Alcohol and tweezer, and you could use a lit match if you're brave.
Lit match.
Yep, you blow it out.
Sure.
And stuff the burnt end into it, and it releases when you do that. That way you don't get the head of it stuck in you and get an infection.
That's a good tip. That is a good tip. It's Jim's Helpful Tips here today with Chris's Helpful Tips. You get double the pleasure here until 7 p.m. In the background is the Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack from 1999 by Nintendo. We played a little bit of it last week. This is the Aztec boss level on the Nintendo 64. I wonder if the tick is thrown off by the actual heat or the smoke, because it's the smoke that usually kills you, right?
I think it's the heat in this instance.
Yeah,
it causes it to unseize or whatever. I don't know tick anatomy that well.
Yeah, yeah. It's smoke before fire, right? Isn't that what we learned in the early days of elementary school? Smoke before fire.
That's right.
It's like the chicken before the egg. I never figured that one out. Was it the egg or the chicken? You had to have a chicken to make an egg.
Yeah, we got to have an egg to make a chicken.
And you got to have an egg to make a nice omelet.
Yeah, that's true. Both. Yeah, egg's more useful.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess
you can do a lot with a chicken.
Well, I guess.
Deboning a chicken's kind of a bitch, though.
I don't mind that.
You don't mind it?
No, not at all.
Get your fingers right in. I gotta be in the right mood to debone a chicken.
Yeah, it's not something you just do for fun, but it's if you get the right mindset and the right deboning knife, you're pretty good.
Yeah,
nice and sharp.
Now, do you get the BJ's chicken or the Costco's chicken? Do you ever get one of those? They're like $5 if you go to the BJ's Wholesale Club or the Costco Club.
Market Basket guy.
Market Basket. They're like $4.99 too, right?
Yeah, super cheap.
Chicken's still pretty cheap if you get the whole chicken.
If you get like a chicken breast, it's like $13 for like half a pound of chicken.
Yeah, you got to look for the sales on that. There's a tip. Always wait for the sale to buy it and then freeze what you don't use.
Market Basket still has those giant red signs outside that they've had since the 80s when I worked there. I used to put up those signs before Sunday. I'd go up Saturday night, you know, 15, 16-year-old boys. They're like, if he falls, he's going to be fine. If he snaps half his neck, you know, it'll come back by Sunday night.
Yeah, it regenerates quick.
Yeah. So,
put those tinsel Christmas tree things on the light poles, too, from the 70s.
Yeah. That's a nice little tip. Throw up some tinsel on your light poles this year. I'm a big fan of the giant skeletons that have been invading Halloween the last couple of years. You like those?
Yeah, I do actually like those. I prefer them in October, not in before Labor Day.
Yes, yes. I brought up the pumpkins in September. Not a fan. You are also not a fan of pumpkins in September?
Or August, yeah.
Yeah, or August, yeah. You know what hasn't happened? I'm thinking it's due to the fact that it's rained 14 out of 17 weekends since May. People aren't going to get their pumpkins and apple crisps at the farms. You're not seeing a lot of people posting things about the farms, right?
A lot of the pick-your-owns aren't open because they had such a bad summer that they just basically have to sell what they have and they're not letting people tromp around in there.
Do you ever get a whole bushel of apples when you go apple picking? Have you ever done that?
Not in a long time because it just ends up being annoying and you have all these apples.
Flies, ticks, everything.
Yeah, all kinds. Yeah, there's nothing...
Turns into applesauce
pretty quick.
The effort
is not worth the reward.
Yeah. I think it's the thrill. It's the thrill of dressing up in flannel with your friends and family and, you know, picking a whole bunch of apples that nobody wants to eat. It's like you get home and then, like, by November, your mother's just like, yeah, will somebody eat the apples?
It's more,
or your wife or whoever, you know?
When I go, it's more about whipping the apples at other people. That's really fun.
That's nice.
That's a nice... People forget how fun that is.
Yeah, I remember my favorite part of The Wizard of Oz is when the trees start throwing the apples at Dorothy. I'm like, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Really, like, get out of here. Get off our street.
Yeah.
Right? Like, get
Nobody
off our street.
To be there.
And that's before the lion comes aboard, because he's supposedly got his courage. Well, he's lost his courage at that point, but I think the lion probably could have, like, bit the tree and taken him down. But at that point, they're only with, like, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't they give him a couple beers? He would have just wanted to fight everybody.
That's true.
That's what happens.
You ever go in, it's the enchanted forest, they call it. It's not that enchanted when they're just pissed off and throwing apples at you.
Not really.
I think enchanted is like fairies are in there, and it's like a nice place to sit down under the tree, get a nice cool breeze, maybe have a beer or two. But in The Wizard of Oz, it was, like, dangerous. I gotta rewatch that one. That's a good G movie. Probably my favorite. That and Willy Wonka. Those are probably my two favorite G movies. That's a helpful tip. Favorite G movies, Wizard of Oz and the Willy Wonka. If you haven't seen either one of them, watch those this weekend. Just stay in. If you got anything to do, like work or something, just take the day off. Watch The Wizard of Oz and Willy Wonka back-to-back. Get yourself a pizza or something, maybe a debone a chicken.
Debone a chicken.
Sure.
You should.
Yeah.
Everybody should
hit
know
up
how to
your
do that.
ATM. Hit up your ATM. Don't wait in line.
Yeah.
You know?
Barge right in.
Spray that umbrella at the guy that's in line. I that's another
fight
thing.
The guy behind you.
JC brought up a good point too. It's like, what are they doing? It's like you used to do one or two things. You're withdrawing money or you're depositing money. Usually it's people withdrawing money. I'd say 90% of the time it's somebody withdrawing money. They're not really depositing money because everything's almost electronic now, right? Pretty much.
Well, every once in a while you get that check and you're like, I don't want to talk to another person like in line.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could just sign the check and you just put it in. It just reads the whole thing. You don't even have to fill it. Remember you used to have to put it in the envelope and seal the envelope and...
I get, like, residuals from, like, the movies that I was in, like, Spotlight. When they redo that, it's like, oh, I got 4 cents this week. Let's go to the bank and deposit that. It's like, no, just tear it up and throw it away.
I got 6 cents from my credit card because I paid my bill.
Yeah.
Like,
it
I pay it off
for them
every
to
month.
Print it.
And then I had also got rewards for like 6 cents for whatever. And I put that into it. So they owed me 6 cents and I never used the card.
Yeah.
So they mailed me a check for 6 cents.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it costs more to print it out. I'm like, it's just nuts. Now, here's something. Here's a tip, I think. It's not even worth bending over unless it's a quarter. Would you bend over for a dime or a nickel or a penny at this point?
I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's money.
It's money.
Yeah.
And it could be that, like, one old
Yeah. So like, be some gum on it, like a quarter's on the back of a nickel or something.
Well, like, it could be like a, you know, one from like 150 years ago, and it's actually worth more than the value of the coin.
That's true. If you're a coin collector, I can see that. But the thing is like my eyes are so old now, I can't even read the damn date without putting on like my magnifying glass.
No, I'd have to bring it home.
And, yeah. I'm like, I don't even know if that's a quarter. I think it's a dime, and then I pick it up, it's like a piece of poo or something. Yeah. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez, does somebody have a sani wipe in their car?
It's an old Band-Aid.
Yeah. It's an old Band-Aid. Oh. 888-915-WMFO is the listener line. If you're local, it's 781-350-3264. Not that local really matters at all anymore. I don't even understand why that's even there. Do we have to have local and a studio line? I know the studio line works because for some time it was down during the summer. We just didn't want to pay any bills here at WMFO. It was just like, FCC regulations be damned. We're just not going to have a phone for a few months. But now we have the phone again, which is nice. I'm trying to keep it uplifting, trying to keep things positive here on Chris's Helpful Trips. It's a brand new show for a brand new day, which is Fridays from 5 to 6. Luckily, today we are here until 7 p.m., and I've got Jim McDermott here. We already had our phone call from JC, a listener who called in. It was our first caller last week on the program, 855-915-9636. You want to call in with a problem, we will give you a helpful tip. We will give you advice on how to take care of your situation. It's probably advice you don't need, but it's advice all the same. You know? You're starting with nothing, you're ending with nothing. You know? You might actually end with something. It's 855-915-9636. How about a favorite candy? I did some favorite candies for Halloween last week. I did my top five. How about top five for candies from Jim? Do you have a top five? You still eat candy at all?
I am not a big candy person. I'm generally not a sweets guy, but probably M&M's.
M&M's? That's a nice one. Like that's a classic, nice adult candy, too.
Yeah, M&M's are pretty easy to deal with.
And you're not really gorging on it. It's not like you're biting into a king-size Snickers and everybody's like, look at this guy eating his Snickers.
You don't end up with the knot in your hands, you know, the melt in your mouth, knot in your hands.
Yeah.
You don't end up with chocolate all over you or anything sticky.
Tooth Fairy used to leave M&Ms under my pillow, and I'd get up in the morning, and I always sleep a little hot, so I'd open up those M&Ms and it would just be a mush of stuff.
Yeah.
And they did melt in there under my head.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, you don't really see very often?
What's that?
Grown man.
A grown man?
Enjoying a lollipop by himself.
Yeah, that's true. I got Dum Dums on my table and they're always sitting there.
Yeah.
Nobody really ever picks them up.
A grown man just does.
They're nice to have.
Because it's like, here, have one.
Sure. But you want to salivate a little bit?
Yeah.
You want to get that spit going after a day of talking all day on the phones or something?
I guess Telly Savalas.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, Kojak was quitting smoking, I think. That's why he started eating the lollipops, yeah. and it hit. I think in the first episode, I think they're explaining he's quitting smoking, so he starts to have lollipops.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, now they get the edibles, too.
Yeah, sure.
So maybe, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I don't see too many people licking on those edibles, though, down at, like, Encore or something. They're all, like, they stop, and they'll start eating, like, bags of gummies while they're doing the slots.
Okay.
You know? Which isn't a bad thing if you're sticking around there, but don't get out on the roads. Like, people are always just going like 20 miles an hour now on the roads. That person's on gummies. They're high.
That's what they're doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought they were on their phone.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. Shooting that heroin, you know?
Yeah, you gotta find that vein.
Yeah. It's crazy. WMFO in Medford. Don't do heroin, everybody. 855-915-9636. That's a very good tip, yeah. Yeah. Ruins lives.
Yep.
Yep. Seen plenty of lives ruined. I've ruined my life a few times. Not with that, but with other things. Mostly women.
Oh.
But helpful tip is maybe go gay. You know? Start early. You know?
Yeah, if
you're 15 years old, though, you never know. Life could have been better. I think. Maybe even as a woman. If this was available back when I was 15, I might have just switched to the other team, you know?
According to the stereotypes I see on TV, I think there's more drama, but I don't really have a lot of...
Yeah, there is a lot of drama out there.
It might be just a stereotype, but I don't know better.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll look into it.
It's Chris and Jim's Helpful Tips here with you until 7 p.m. And the background is Donkey Kong 64, the minecart. This is a great game. You ever play the Donkey Kong when it was out on the Nintendo? It was a fun one.
I don't remember. I didn't do a lot of video games.
Yeah.
After Atari... I didn't really do much.
Playing the Breakout. Yeah, about Kaboom. You remember Kaboom?
I love River Raid.
River Raid, another River fantastic Raid, one.
And Pitfall.
Yar's Revenge, Pitfall.
It was terrific.
Yeah. The 2600 was a great console.
Yeah.
I wish that would come back. It would get people out of the house more, I think. We used to have a swear jar, and my mother would have us do the swear jar. And it worked only for about maybe 2 weeks, and then it was done.
Yeah.
F-bomb was 50 cents. The C-word wasn't even on the list.
Yeah, see, that's free.
Yeah. I don't think my mother knew that word. That's why she didn't put it on the list. She would put S and then, like, the apostrophes, and I'm like, which one is that, Ma?
It'd be funny if there was, like, a big list on the kitchen wall
yeah.
with those words on it.
Sure.
And they're just there, and mm-hmm. you can't say them aloud, but you can read them.
she had like, I think crap was, like, 10 cents or something.
Really?
That was, like, a 10-center. Yeah. And this is back in 81. So, I mean, and we weren't making any money. It's like, you know, if I was saying an F-bomb, you know, 50 cents is a lot of money. That was me, like, washing the cars for 2 weeks for my parents.
Yeah, now you got to go beat up and rob some other kid just to get the money for swearing.
Yeah.
Leads to other crime. It's a gateway crime. Swearing.
Yeah, yeah. I love to swear, though.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do a day without swearing.
I just nearly did, like, two times while we were having this part of the conversation, just because it was in my brain.
Yeah.
Probably veer away from that.
Yeah. Chris's effing helpful tips. That's what I wanted to call it.
With really draws
with,
you in
with Chris M. F. Earl.
Yeah.
It's 5:30 here in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. There's a helpful tip right there. What
home.
Are people doing?
Yeah, go home. Enjoy life.
Friday night, 5:30. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. People in Spain have already been home for like 3 hours.
Yeah. I love over in Spain and France. Like, they go off for lunch and they're gone for like 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, where is that person?
I would go back.
Yeah, they're having wine, cheese. They're having charcuterie boards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be nice.
They go on like a full date.
You can still have like a Spanish weekend or a Spanish week on vacation. It's like $200. Cheap.
One of those islands off there.
Yeah, you go to an island here like Martha's Vineyard. They want like $3,700 for the place that I got. It started like $600 12 years ago. And I only want $3,600. I'm like, see you later. Like, you want to rent from my sister? I'm like, how much is she charging? I'm like, oh, $3,800. Nope. I'm good. My helpful tip is, you know, sell your house if you think you're going to get $3,800 from everybody each week. Come on.
You will down there, though.
Yeah, I know. But I've seen the island. I've been to all the different places. And this one was like staying in Edgartown, too, which is like a dry town. You know, it's nice, though.
That.
It's nice. You ever take the, Jeep and deflate the tires and go down the beach, or a car and deflate the tires and go down the beach?
Not here in Daytona.
Daytona, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that too in Daytona. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you could go for miles there.
Oh, yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
But it's Florida. You run somebody over, they don't care.
That's true. Florida, the rules just aren't there.
No.
You can do whatever you want in Florida pretty
much.
More or less. Yeah. They'll catch up to you only eventually.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get you for a crime from like 4 or 5 years ago, and by then most people have left Florida.
Yeah. Well, you know? Half of them that are dead because they're all in the 90s.
Exactly. When I was down in Florida visiting my friend Rick, we were literally at a stop sign, and two guys are falling asleep. They literally have just done, they just smoked. I saw both of them like take the pipe, hit the pipe, and both of them passed out behind the wheel as the stoplight didn't turn. And as soon as the stoplight turned green, we drove off and they didn't. They were sleeping. And I'm like, oh my God. And they're in a, you know, a big like Ford F-350 or something, you know? And just ready to take anybody out.
Yeah, they could just run anything over.
Like, oh my God. It's like, you got to love drugs. You got to love them. Just to be like, to be at a stoplight and just be like, hold on a second. Next. We've got 30 seconds to kill.
Yeah.
Let's bring out the pipe.
We could go all the way home. In the comfort and safety of our own house.
Yeah.
Or we could do it right here in the front seat of this truck at this light.
Jeez.
In plain view of everybody.
Yeah. I would never advocate drugs. I understand them. I understand why people do them, but sure. I would never advocate them.
Yeah.
You know? It's WMFO in Medford, 855-915-9636. You are here with Chris Earle and Jim McDermott. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. We are here with you until 7 p.m. We're going to play a little Clapton for you, and we will be back in a moment. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
I am being sung by a society that demands success when all I can offer is failure.
Bloom, I'm reaching out to you. Don't send me to prison. Help!
when you are old. When you are old and grey and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true, but one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. The studio line is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I am here with my friend Jim McDermott. We are giving you advice you don't need and music you don't want here until 7 p.m. In the background is Toy Factory from the Nintendo 64. Donkey Kong soundtrack. We're heavy on the Donkey Kong today. It's got a nice little background, I think. When you listen back to it, you're going to be very pleased, I think, Jim. You're going to be like, wow, we sound great over that Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack.
Sure we do.
Yeah. So getting old. Would you rather be old and wise or young and stupid?
Young and stupid.
Young and stupid. I think I enjoyed Young and Stupid.
I had so much fun being young and
stupid. I had a lot of fun. Yeah. I think a lot of it is you're much more careful as you get older.
But you have to be.
You have to be, yeah. Because things break easier.
Everything hurts anyways.
Yeah. Things are either broken and you can't fix them.
Yeah.
And when you're young, things aren't broken yet. Yeah. And you can usually fix them or you just don't care and you walk away.
Like, I already can't use this one because it's broken. I can't break the left hand? Other one.
Oh, the right hand. Yeah.
Either way, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to, you know.
I'm having, like, the ankles lightly. Every time they move, they make all kinds of noise now. Like, ankles creak.
Going up
shoulders.
The stairs.
Yeah, knees. Yeah, everything.
Sounds like jumping on bubble wrap when I climb the stairs.
Yeah. What do you think about these McDonald's menus? I've been using, and I'm going to have an analogy here. I've been using, like, the Google Mail system. It's a little different because I used to use, you know, the Yahoo and the Hotmail. And or in the past, there was, like, the Excite Mail and other accounts like that. And now they have Google Mail, and they're using it for businesses. And when you're searching your mail, everything bundles up. So nothing's really in, like, order, like I like. Like, usually...
Not chronological?
Yeah, so you can do it by date, but everything bundles up. So if you and I are having a conversation, and then 2 days later, like, say, our friend JC bumps in, it'll bundle everything up, so it looks like we're all together in the same conversation. So when you're replying, you may not be replying just to you. You could be replying to you and JC. JC can reply to you, and then all of a sudden it's not on my messages. It's all over the place. And I'm equating this to the McDonald's menu when I went up to it once, and all of a sudden, all that's there is pictures. I'm like, it used to say, like, sandwiches, drinks, desserts. It's not there anymore. It's like number one, the number two, and there's, like, fish fries on there. There's, like, all kinds of sandwiches of the week that are coming and going. I don't know. It's like No Country for Old Men for me. I'm looking at a McDonald's menu, and I don't know where a damn cheeseburger is.
See, I just order everything from the app before I get there now.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so you got the app?
Yeah, well, you get points for it, so you get free stuff, and then you get a coupon for whatever you're going to get.
That's
you're
a nice tip.
A discount.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you got to use the app on everything now, because, I mean, basically, you know, if you don't use the app, you're just getting overcharged.
You think so?
Well, you are.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I've always paid less using the app. If you get it delivered, you're going to pay a bunch more, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
But
yeah.
If you're going there, and this would be a helpful tip for JC from last week.
Yep.
Order it on the app before you get there, and then you just have to give them the code.
So before you get to the drive-thru, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to panic at the drive-thru.
Do they come, like, racing out now, like it's a Sonic or something with all the food and everything?
You could do it that way.
Yep.
But it's a lot quicker to just pull up and give them the code, and then they wave you right to the, you know, they have the two, the one to pay and one to pick up now?
Yeah.
They wave you right to the pickup one, and they hand you your stuff, and you don't even have to barely smile at them, which I like.
That's nice,
people are horrible.
Yeah, that's a nice tip. See, I like things in alphabetical order, and it just never happens anymore, you know? It's like everything is just like...
or alphabetical, like...
It's like me taking my DVD collection, which is, you know, in the thousands, and just tossing them onto the ground into a pile and just saying, hey, what do you want to watch? Let's pick this one because right. I don't know where the other one is. It's like I wanted a cheeseburger, but I guess I'm having a Big Mac. You know, I liked a mutual friend, JC, had another question about off the air. He was talking about his friend Caesar, and Caesar was from he's from another country, was Colombia. And he said when he came into the U.S., he didn't know how to speak any English, so he would follow behind the person in McDonald's, and he would basically say same every time. So whatever the person in front of him was getting, that's what he was getting. Yeah. He's like, I'd never tried a root beer in my life. I loved it. Yes. So sometimes he was getting a couple of pies and a fillet of fish. Another time it was a cheeseburger and a root beer.
Unless you're behind, like, the lady ordering for, like, a seven-person family.
That's
and
true.
Now you have, like, $70 worth of McDonald's.
That's true. Yeah. Looks like I'm feasting tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a bad tip. If you're ever overseas or you're in America and you just say same. Just follow the person right in the McDonald's. And McDonald's is universal. It's all around the world.
That's true.
So just figure out what the word is for same. Or just nod.
It's not in Russia anymore, though. I think they got rid of all the McDonald's.
Yeah, the Ukraine's and the Ukraine McDonald's closed down, right?
Well,
or they were knocked down.
They backed out, I think.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
See, I got to know. I'm not up to date on what's going on in the Ukraine anymore. I know more about the McDonald's menu than what's going on in Ukraine. That's on like page 54 now in the news.
You know what they should have?
What's that?
At every drive-through, or actually, you have to go in. That just seems...
There's a helpful tip right there. Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Like out in Vegas, I'm sure they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure. So I get a cheeseburger, a quick little hoo-ha.
Yeah.
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 Bring up the price, the drive-thru.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I can market that, I think.
I think so.
In my old age, I'll go out to Vegas and just be like, hey, this is what you need here at the McDonald's. Hookers.
So you should give your credit card. They should have a roulette wheel of food.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's a nice idea.
One free.
Yeah.
And one you would have to pay the next person for theirs.
That's
too.
Nice. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like a win-lose kind of thing. So you might get your thing free, but you might have to pay for the person behind you.
Yeah. And you're gambling, which is another nice
That's
thing
an exciting
in Vegas.
Thing
yeah.
For people.
Yeah. Buy one, also, get one free.
You don't
give
know
us
what you're
double.
Get.
Yeah.
You don't might know. End up, you know, you're not a vegan anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to eat that hamburger. Sorry.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Everybody wants to play by their own rules. Nobody will play by the house rules anymore.
That's true.
They always make up their own rules all the time.
Yeah.
You ever watch Soft White Underbelly? You ever see that guy? He's a guy out in, like, California, and he talks to, like, all these people on the streets.
Okay.
And so he'll talk to, like, you know, somebody that's hooked on fentanyl, talk to another person that's, like, a hooker. He'll talk to a drug dealer. He'll talk to a guy that's, like, collects money. And you wonder if it's all true or not. But some of these I was watching, and this is weird to me nowadays, too. Maybe there's a tip for this somewhere in here. Like, there was this one person, and it was a man, and he goes by Rebecca. He hasn't changed from being a man, so he's an Indian man. He's got the hair on the arms, you know, he's got the Adam's apple. He's all man, but he likes to be called Rebecca because he's very effeminate, and he knows a lot about, like, show tunes, and he knows a lot about the arts and the theater, but he's also a crack addict. I mean, he's basically admits to have just been overdosed on fentanyl that week a couple of times. He's come back to life a number of times. He thinks everybody hates him. So he's talking... And he talks for a good, like, 15, 20 minutes about how awful people are to him and how he doesn't deserve to live, all this stuff. And in the comments, everybody's saying what a wonderful light this person shines and how wonderful they are. And I'm like, if this person was outside their door at 3 in the morning, they would be like, get the hell off my lawn.
Absolutely.
Right? And everybody's just saying how wonderful this person is. And I'm like, this person is so annoying. I'm like, this person is so annoying. And it's like, if anybody's walking down the streets, nobody's paying attention to this person.
No, you didn't.
But since it's in a video and it's on, like, Facebook or Instagram, whatever, I don't even know. Instagram doesn't have videos, right? They just got photos of people's, like,
I'm
ass
not sure
and
how
people's.
Instagram works.
But yeah, I'm just like, it surprises me.
I thought it was
me.
A way for prostitution to happen.
It might be.
I'm uncertain.
It might be
it.
Where we need to go to do the McDonald's thing in the future. But I just get so surprised. I'm going through all these comments, and like 98, 99% of them are, what a wonderful soul. I can't believe this interview was so enlightening. I'm like, there was nothing enlightening about it. It was just somebody that was high on drugs that didn't make any sense to me. And I'm like, why isn't anybody calling this stuff out anymore? It's weird. It's not like I got any horse in the game or anything.
Nope.
It's like, yeah, I hope the guy does all right, but chances are the person's probably going to be dead within six months to a year.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all these people just chiming in, like, what a wonderful soul. I hope they get better. It's weird to me.
They
so,
wouldn't lift
it's so
finger
strange.
To help the guy if he was like,
no.
right next to him.
But it's just the fact that it's that far away on their phone. It's so far away, but they feel the need to look like a good person to any stranger that's reading comments.
Well, it also makes them feel better about themselves because they're not that much of a loser, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Probably more of that than
yeah.
anything.
A lot of people like to be taken down to their level when they get that low, you know. But I was just like, oh my God. It's like, it's obvious. And the other thing is the exploitation of this guy making all these videos. And I'm like, he claims he's a lawyer and he was working corporate. And he's like, I had to do something else. I was primarily a photographer and I wanted to go and talk to the soft white underbelly of what's wrong with America and blah, blah, blah. And they're sitting there talking to all these people and he's exploiting them. And I'm sure he's getting plenty of money for his videos because there's thousands and thousands of people watching them and commenting on them. And I'm just like, man, this is an odd time we're living in.
And I always feel like at a certain point, probably it's a little bit more organic, probably the first half dozen or so.
Sure.
And then now it's like, hey, smear some of this crap on your face so you look dirtier so it looks better for the video kind of thing. Then there's a little more stage play
There's a few in there, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this could be an actor, actress that's just doing their thing. And then there's
like
others. I'm like, yeah, this person's definitely, you know, walking the streets. You know, it's like, but I don't know. It's just like there's so much confusion out there, and I think the helpful tip is not to chime in with what everybody else is saying. Actually, step back and think a moment and think, is it really worth me posting that I want this person to be okay because everybody else is doing it? Or do you think you can hold back and just be like, you know, I don't need to add to the nonsense?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what my thought is here. It's still a work in progress because I'm still processing it. But I don't like it. I know I don't like it.
You don't like it because it confuses you, or you're against it altogether?
Well, in this case, it's not so much confusion because he's actually like, okay, this is a crack addict, and I'm interviewing him for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And but even the way he interviews, he's it's like, oh, so what did you do this week? And then it's like, okay, so all right, I'm going to give you a little bit of money. But there's never any defensiveness that you would normally see from. What I've seen in my limited experience on Earth with the soft white underbelly of America, you know, usually when you run into somebody who's on drugs or is is somebody who sells or is just like, you know, a mean person that, you know, collects money or something, usually they will be defensive. And in these interviews, none of them are being defensive, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if this is real or not.
Today, though, with all the social media, people want to be famous.
Mm.
Even the lowest bottom scraping, they still have that fame. I want to be famous thing in the back. And if you're on a camera on a video, they're thinking, you know, they're going to be the next Kardashian.
I think that too. You know, especially in this guy's case, you know, in Rebecca's case, because I mean, he was definitely a 30 guy and he's definitely intelligent, but you could tell he was an addict. You know, I don't think this guy was an actor. At all. I think he was definitely an addict and he was being exploited. But at the same time, I'm just like, man, you know, it's just awful. Anyway, 855-915-9636 is the studio line. If you want to call in with a problem, it is Chris's helpful tips. It could be something light. It could be something heavy. Jim McDermott's here with me. He will give you his advice as well that you might not need, but it will be advice nonetheless. How about clipping your toes? How often you clip your toes, Jim?
Do you
ever clip your toes?
I do. I've actually more than once or maybe at least two or three times this year, I've had my toes, pedicure.
Sure.
Done.
Yeah, that's a nice tip right there. I was going that way, too.
It's outstanding.
It is outstanding. I have only done it twice.
Yeah.
Amazing both times.
It is such a nice thing. And it's, you know, I mean, they just do what I don't have, like, they don't paint them or nothing.
They can paint them. They could put a clear white coat on. They did that for me once.
They can do that. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not getting little leprechauns or unicorns.
You can get if you want to be festive, you can, but that's probably a little extra. But for like $20-$30, I almost feel like you should be charging $100. I mean, I got some fungus down there that they're scraping away. It's like, that's worth $100.
Well, the heels
they're
scraping off.
They pumice you.
And that just, they give you a little foot and calf massage and everything.
Yeah.
They wash them off. They clip them down nice. And you don't have to worry about getting all ingrown if you do it wrong because they're doing it.
And the feet are more disgusting than the hands.
Absolutely.
A manicure is definitely an easier thing to do than a pedicure.
Guys' feet are pretty disgusting altogether.
And then you don't see too many guys in there. That means some go in there. And I got it as a gift, and I enjoyed it immensely.
I did as well.
Yeah.
And then the second time I went, it was a gift for father-in-law, brother-in-law, myself, wife, and mother-in-law all went.
Nice.
Together.
So yeah, a little party. The wine cheese party?
There were no booze. That would have been nice.
Sometimes they'll give you a drink. I got a drink at one. They gave me like a little whiskey.
Well, I'm always down for that.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. But yeah, it's nice.
A pedicure. Guys, try it. I'm telling you.
And you get older too. You can't really reach down
it's
there anymore.
It's harder to do that.
Yeah.
And you do a crappy job.
Yeah.
But they do all that other stuff to clean your feet up too, and you feel better.
Yeah, you do. They feel like $1 million.
It's like going to the dentist.
When you're done. Yeah, I got a cleaning this week.
You could brush your teeth, but you're not getting it as clean as they're going to get.
Yeah, they really scrape in there.
They get in there.
They get under the gums.
Yeah, they get everything done. And it's like going to the dentist or you know, it's having a professional. It's like getting your car detailed.
I would say to anybody out there, a helpful tip, we're both on board for this. Go get a pedicure. Try it out.
Yep.
Gentlemen and ladies. And everyone else involved, go get yourself a pedicure. You'll thank us later.
You will.
Yeah, you'll actually call in and say thank you for that tip.
Yeah, or you should.
855-915-9636 is the studio line. If you want to call in with a problem, we will give you advice that you may or may not need. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. You ever get swamp foot, Jim?
Speaking like athlete's foot?
Yeah, well, it's swamp foot. It's a little different than athlete's foot.
Oh.
It, like, stinks. Like, your feet stink from, like, wearing boots too long. A lot of people get swamp foot in, like, Vietnam and things like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. This is back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Landscaping, I'm sure that was the case.
Sure. Get a little stinky.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, in the summer, because you're still wearing work boots.
Sure.
You're 95 degree day, you're still doing all that stuff out there, and yeah, I'm sure that was the case. But I would in the military where you're not changing your boots for days on patrol.
Yeah,
that's in like a subtropical.
Yeah, they call it trench foot too, like in World War One.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're in an extended period of time, cold, wet environment, and you could develop it. Symptoms of the trench foot or the swamp foot: numbness, pain, redness, and swelling. And okay. Go to the podiatrist if that definitely happens.
That's
They're going to be earning their money
that
with that
like
one.
Sounds like the diabetes.
Yeah, yeah. It's rough.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a toe or two that's, like, kind of tingly a little bit every now and then. But it's mostly because I broke my ankles a couple of times. So the toes will get a little tingly every now and then. But if you go in the podiatrist, they'll actually...
What was the movie with Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason?
Nothing in Common?
Maybe.
Yeah, like the 80s?
Yeah. Jackie Gleason was his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he had diabetes.
That's right.
And his feet were all messed up. And Tom Hanks found out because they had to remove it. A foot, I think.
Really?
Or something.
Maybe. And Nothing in Common? I thought that was a comedy.
It was. But he was under the table.
When you used to remove feet for comedy.
Yeah.
And funny. It was still
it's
funny.
It's a funny thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Then you throw the foot around.
Toss the foot around.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in those 80s comedies, anything went.
Yeah.
In those 80s comedies, anything goes.
Yeah, pioneered by Larry Moe and Curly.
Here's a good, let's do some 80s comedy movies that are helpful tips maybe for the weekend. Police Academy, the original, what would you say? I'd say watch that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great 80s comedy.
It's a terrific movie.
Yeah, other things that people may not know, that's a great one. What about Porky's?
I haven't heard that said aloud in some time, but yeah.
Porky's is a good one.
Especially when you're 12.
Sure, yeah.
When you're 12 years old and Porky's is on HBO, you're finding a way to watch that.
Yep, yep. Here's another one. I don't even know if this was the 80s. It might have been the beginning of the 90s, but I think it was the 80s. And I'm going to go, it's not necessarily a comedy, but it's great. It's Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
I feel like Roadhouse was a late 80s.
Late 80s?
I feel like it was like an 89, or is that the other movie he was in at the time?
We do have a phone call here. Let's see if we can answer this here.
Okay.
Let's see. It's WMFO in Medford. It's WMFO in Medford. You are on the air. Can you hear us, caller?
Yes, I can.
All right. This is Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm here with Jim McDermott. And what is your name and what is your problem, please?
This is your daddy.
Oh, this is my dad. All right.
It's almost over. I finally figured out how to get through.
It is almost over. Luckily, we're on for another hour, Dad. So we actually have some time for you. We are on here until 7 p.m. or 6 to 7. I am substituting for them. So this is my father, Paul. He's reached